But before that, to the final, happier chapter of a grim story that we first told about 18 months ago. Back in 2009, it wasn't the trial and hanging of a man named John Horwood in Bristol in 1821 that caught our attention. Instead, it was what happened to him after that, when his body was dissected and his skin used to bind three books. Last week, John Horwood's skeleton was moved from a cupboard under some stairs in the medical school at the University of Bristol and finally laid to rest. Making History's Liz Pearson, who first brought us the story, was at the service. Liz, remind us of what Horwood had done and why his skin was used as a bookbinding.
Well, John Horwood had committed murder. He'd become obsessed with a young woman who lived in the same village as him, Eliza Balsam. That village was Hannam, which is just outside Bristol. And she wasn't interested in him, and so one day when he saw her out walking, he threw a stone at her that hit her on the head. And she seemed fine at first, but a few days later she took unwell and then she died. So John was arrested, he was tried, he was found guilty, and unluckily for him, he was sentenced to be the first person to be publicly executed at the new Bristol jail. And then his body was taken and publicly dissected by a Bristol surgeon, Richard Smith, and his skin was used to bind the trial papers into a book.
Why? Why was his skin used in this way?
Well, he was unlucky because we do know that it did happen with some notorious murderers, but with very few, and it was meant to be a deterrent as well as part of the punishment. And also we have to remember that the early 19th century was the age of the medical curiosity, so there was a real interest in objects like this, like a book made of human skin. And the surgeon, Richard Smith, who carried out the public dissection, he had a special interest in that kind of curiosity. So it was him that arranged for John's skin to be removed, tanned and used to bind these papers.
How did this burial, now 190 years later, come about?
Well, this is really through research into the family tree, which was carried out by Mary Halliwell. And she's John Horwood's great-great-great-great, that's four times, great-niece. So Mary was doing her research and she found out about the book bound in skin in the records office in Bristol. And she went to see it and she read some of the letters in this book from John Horwood's family to the surgeon Richard Smith.
I cried. I really did. And I felt that because of these letters appealing to Richard Smith, when you finished dissecting him, and could we please have his remains back so that we can take him home to Hannam and give him a burial? And there's a very lengthy letter from Dr. Smith. He was blatantly refusing. These two letters that his parents' lawyers wrote to Dr. Smith has urged me on to lay him to rest and bury him with his father.
So Mary read these letters and she found out that as well as John's skin still being existence on this book, his skeleton also remained, still with the hangman's rope around its neck, and it had finally ended up in a cupboard in the medical department of the University of Bristol, as you said, and she went to see it.
They took us up two flights of stairs and opened this cupboard door under a stairwell. Well, it was dusty and cobwebby, and there was this case like the grandfather clock that the skeleton was hung in. I was shocked, really, and thought, how can they hang him in there? He shouldn't be there, you know.
So Mary had found the skeleton, but what happened next?
Well, she told me she was quite annoyed that his book's this treasure, but his skeleton is just in this dusty cupboard. And it made her more determined to honour the last wishes of John's parents and make sure he did get the Christian burial that they'd wanted. So last week, 190 years to the day of John's execution in 1821, he was buried, finally, in Hannam. And they tried to recreate the burial as it would have happened in 1821. So the cortege was quite unusual. John's coffin was taken to the church on a wooden funeral bier, so almost like a wooden cart taking him to the church. There were quite a lot of family there last week, and one of the family members in attendance was John Harwood. Now, he's a gentleman who got in touch with us back in 2009 to tell us about the story. And he spoke to me about why the burial was so important to the family, both present and past.
For many reasons, I think in the days of the resurrectionists believed that if your body wasn't intact, you didn't go to heaven, so they were sort of condemned to hell. You can imagine one of your sons, your youngest son, taken away and sort of cut up, dissected in public. You feel that it's only fit and right that he'd be buried sort of with dignity.
And what about the book made of John Horwood's skin? Will that be buried too?
Well, it seems unlikely. Under the Human Tissue Act 2004, the family could have a claim on the book. But Mary told me that she thinks the book is just too important an historical document and she really wants people to see it. Mary told me that the book's going on display in the new M-Shed Museum in Bristol, which is due to open this year. And she really hopes that people read it and understand a bit more about John's story and the story of many people who were executed for more minor crimes around that time. So I think it's unlikely that the book of John's skin will be reunited with his skeleton.
Liz Pearson in Bristol, and how John Horwood can finally rest